In 2022, Will Lutz, kicker for the New Orleans Saints, wore number 3. He was traded to Denver. He couldn't wear number 3 with Russ in town. Lutz could go back to number 3 this year. And we are back.
You know, he was gone for like a day. I was so ready to send you the tweet about how he went and signed with the Jaguars. And as we left Jacksonville, he showed up there. And then what, you called him and got him back to Denver?
I am watching an unhealthy amount of Twitter feeds going through my lifeline.
Well,
with the NFL free agency going on, there is.
Yeah, we're tampering.
After last week, it could have been worse. I thought it was going to be directed at me and my team at the Hammock Beach Invitational 2024. So,
yeah, elephant in the room. We'll have to discuss it, of course.
Yeah, I mean, one or two last points on the NFL free agency stuff on Twitter. Like, you're getting news of Derrick Henry breaking news. That is breaking news, right? He's going to the Ravens. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. The very next tweet is like breaking news from Adam Schefter. Irv Smith is going to.
Who everybody forgot was even playing. So,
yeah, it's wild. And I want all of it.
It's fantastic. I mean, the NFL just does not miss, man. It's a full, there's like one lull of like maybe 2-3 weeks in the 365 day calendar where the NFL is not in the news. God, I hate Goodell so much, but brilliant. His marketing.
We're getting back into silly season right now.
You lost your boy Darnold. How are you? Are you coping with the reality?
I'm perfectly okay without Darnold. I was upset. I saw the lock to the Giants news.
Yeah, that one hit hard. That's tough. What if he's got an opportunity to start?
I think the
Broncos are going to get a quarterback. You're too close to the top of the draft to not be able to get in there. Yeah,
I'm not going to get into my feelings yet. We'll wait until the offseason.
Yeah, right. How do you feel about RFK Jr. asking Aaron Rodgers and Jesse the Body Ventura if they want to be his running mates?
Oh, did he really?
That's breaking. That just broke.
I had to give Twitter a rest.
Well, you missed that.
So the other thing about Twitter, so we've talked about this before. My, like, inspiration and everything for the podcast has always been Bill Simmons, right? And
yeah,
he used to do this Half-Baked Ideas podcast with Wiles. And so one of the things was like Wiles brought up like, oh, just Good News Network, where like kids see their dad that comes home from war or whatever, and I'm like, that is kind of the one nice thing about Twitter or Instagram or whatever. Like, there are networks where you just get like dogs running around and whatever.
Didn't Krasinski do this over COVID?
Yeah, he kind of did. Yeah.
There's a couple of those like wholesome accounts that you can follow on Instagram.
Yeah. It's a nice little touch.
That's the thing. If you're on one of these social networking sites, people get so mad. It's like, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. Like, curate your feed. Spend some time to curate the feed and then stay away from the For You tab. Don't let Elon tell you what you want to see, because that's just a disaster. So people need to get
you know how you click on that and it's mostly just feet.
Yeah. Yeah. Feetfinder.net. Yeah. Gibby sends me the link all the time. Yeah. Gibby's always sharing links. There's nothing he can do.
So the other good half-baked idea, I was thinking about this last night as I was recovering from Hammock Beach, which we'll get into. Was basketball warm-ups, right? So it's
like the act of warming up or the actual clothing?
No, it's like there's a bullpen, like basketball bullpen, right? Okay. For baseball, there's a bullpen where the relief pitcher warms up. For kickers, they're kicking on the sideline. Yeah. For three-point shooters, if you have Sam Hauser or Donovan Mitchell, like, where are they shooting to get warmed up? Because they're just going in to hit a couple threes. There needs to be a space under the bench where they can just shoot like 20 threes. Hey, you're going in at the 4-minute mark or right around there. I want you to get 20 threes in.
I feel like
it was a great idea.
I feel like basketball players get the most practice out of any sport. It's easy. You go pick up a basketball, you go to shoot around. Like, they practice all day. It's what they do. It's their job. Kickers, same way. Baseball, you need two to tango there. You can't just really, like, it's not going to work. And football is a little bit different. But how would you have the clearance for them to shoot on a hoop, like, under the arena?
Cuban said you can't fit it in.
Cube said that?
Cube said it.
They'd have to run to a distance far enough away to have that clearance that it could logistically hold up game subs in and subs out.
True. Yeah. It's a bad idea, I'm afraid. I'm sorry. I'm glad you brought it to us. That's why we flush these out. We flush them out here. AB and I aren't going to be able to move forward. And for that reason,
all right, we're burying the lead right now. We are back at it. We went to Hammock Beach, beautiful spot in Palm Coast of Florida. My team was victorious over Alex. And I'd love to get your feedback, Alex, on what went wrong for you guys, for you in particular. Anything else that you would have?
It started at the top, right? I'll take ownership of the loss. I'm not going to say that the draft was wrong. Maybe I like the team I got. Maybe the order was a little wrong. I did go for your throat right out of the gate. I threw handicap and logic out the window and wanted to just break you mentally. And it turns out you've got much more fortitude than I wanted to credit you with. So I have to give that credit there. I think that there were some guys on the team that played some really good golf, but can't take away from the fact that you had some ringers out there this past weekend that played really nice.
Yeah. I mean, credit to you for taking the bullet there. I will say, as an outsider from Team Gibby, that you were in the top three in terms of your team, in terms of like your performance and how you played. So while you are the captain and you have to wear it, you were not the reason you guys lost. That you were far, far from the reason why you guys lost. I think I can't speak for everybody on Team Gibby, but I basically can. We have been like grinding. And we've got like Mace has played a total of 745 holes of golf. Like, if you're not good, great at golf, well, plus remember too, it's the winter time here. Your handicap doesn't change. Mace is out there walking the course in the middle of the day. So like we had a couple, and like I'll say myself too, like I put a lot of work into my driver and it paid off. I hit a lot of fairways and that keeps me in play. And so like I think Mace and I played well below our caps, and you had some guys who weren't in form. And that's really all the differences in this trip. That's what ends up happening.
Yeah. Yeah, not much takeaway. I mean, I don't want to take away from your team playing well. So we battled, left it all out there. Ended with a nice foot race on the beach.
Gibby, are you more excited about the win for the team or for your win against Bell?
The win for the team, because my quads, my hamstrings are still sore.
All it took was a 100 minus 70 yard dash.
From 37 yards of just dashing. But I put it all out there. I was not going to lose that race. So I'm proud of it. But I'm also, as I look back at pictures and my wife looks at pictures, I'm a little less proud every single day of my accomplishment.
The pride should be increasing. Like I've not seen Bell that furious ever. In the recent times.
So the best part was his initial response was he was like happy. He was like, oh, we did it. We did this. And then he started to hear from the other 13 guys, not including us. And he was like, oh, give me smoke, you. And he got more and more furious.
There was a lot of Zapruder film going around to try to check to see if you left the gates early. And, you know, did not lose with grace. I will give him credit for not losing with any grace.
I think that the own up feed needs to capture at least one still shot.
We will.
I think that's fair. And I think the only
he left it out there.
My only disappointment was that Lou was not there or anywhere really at any point in time, nowhere to be found. Just
you mean the ghost of Lou?
Yeah, the ghost of Lou. Just throwing caution. No, he didn't.
Lou showed up after the race and I was shirtless. And he's like, where's your shirt?
Yeah. It's not great from Lou. I would have liked to see a little more out of Lou. He hung you guys out to dry.
What What is your best story that you keep thinking back to that you're like, oh man, how did that happen on the trip?
I mean, I'm not going to say any names for the protection of folks, but it was the first day on the tee off when the fourth member of my group was in their backswing and we heard wretched vomiting from the tee box right behind us. And then someone else from the other team yelled at that person teeing off that their pace of play was going too slow at that point for not teeing off and following through during the vomit.
So I was playing with that gentleman. And on the 11th hole, he hit a drive, maybe like 285 yards out in the middle of the fairway, instantly found it great, and keeled over a bit on his, not on his hands and knees, hands on the knees, and then went to one knee and then went to two knees and was just vomiting. So he did that. And then he stuck like 125 yard wedge 5 feet from the pin and birdied. And then he was done. But it was just, it was incredible. It was impressive.
I enjoyed the golf quite a bit more than any other trip because I played well for once. But for me, the dinners were the best because the first night it like,
It wasn't a dinner,
but the way that you kept, and AB and I were dying laughing at this, the way you kept telling people like, oh, it's 2 minutes away. Oh, it's 3.5 minutes away. And it just kept going. Like you so badly wanted the design of the night to show up. And it just like, it got Roy. It didn't happen, but it was a great outcome because it got Roy into his character for the weekend, which was, I'm going to be your walking trip advisor, just reviewing every single move.
He was a walking Yelp.
And it's perfect, right? Because like this trip is great because everybody plays a role. Everybody has something to do on this trip to keep the wheels moving. That's Roy and I tend to be like head on a swivel. Where can we find some people to bring in? Where's the comedy? And that was, Roy nailed it. And that made it so easy to do.
The walking trip advisor / risk manager of the trip.
Yeah, so good. So that was great. The second night dinner was just mayhem. Hoove joined us from the clouds, just stayed for dinner. Everybody like was just totally fried. It was like that first night. So the dinners were like a standout for me this time because I can just picture all the other human beings in that room having dinner as well and how obnoxious and awful we must have been. And just like, why would you stay eating? Like I would call for the check and get out of there. Like
the vulgarity from
Bones really sent it on the flight home too. You didn't, you know, really AB didn't get a chance to enjoy it, but Bones the structural integrity of the aircraft before it even takes off. And then the lady behind him going, could you please not talk about this? And he both just like the volume was all the way up. Special award mentioned to that same gentleman who struggled on day one on the tee box in that same night, how he got sniped out of the chair that he was sitting in. And it looked like we might've lost him. Miraculous that he came back and got any points. I think he got a few for us. So that's a grinder if I've ever seen one.
So Roy with the Yelp review, he had a couple comments about the elevator speed.
Yeah.
Talking about his cousin that worked at Otis. The best one was, you know, Mr. Gibson. I noticed a little bit of moisture on the veranda and I did not see a yellow caution plate out there so that I knew that I wouldn't slip.
I didn't get around with Roy this year, and we were talking about it, it's sad. It had just the way it shook out, it happens, but like man, we
I got through with Roy and it was fantastic. And the best part is just getting him to laugh and
the child's a real treat. Yeah. Great trip. You guys crushed it. The planning was great. I'm a big stay and play guy, and that was only cemented. And I think people are starting to warm up to it. If you could finish a round of golf, leave your clubs, and then walk to your room, change, and then be 5 minutes later in a pool or a hot tub.
Yeah.
You haven't really had an experience like that. Most times we go back to the house and people like saunter around and just fart on each other. So like
a hard line to hit though, because we just happen to have two nice courses, right? In a lot of places you're gonna have one of similar design. You know, maybe there's two different 18s, but this was two distinctly different courses.
Agree. Yeah. No, the trip has been elevated. You guys elevated it, and the some of the concepts of this trip are definitely going to get taken into the next one. And I hope it's the ones that matter the most, which is the convenience. But there'll be some lobbying, you know.
Clearly all the pizza that we ate over the course of the trip.
Oh, man.
I think there's an opportunity for more pizza. But
the first night wasn't even pizza. It was just dough folded over big chunks of cheese. And I'm not complaining. I think I ate half of that thing. Yeah, it wasn't pizza.
It's called a stromboli.
I don't have a lot more to cover. I think Hammock Beach, thank you for continuing to call me Mr. Gibson everywhere I went.
Oh, that one in the front desk.
I've been called everything. I was Gibby. I was Mike, Michael, Mick the Quick. They called me back in the day.
Boy, but, I hope Tarbell tuned out before we got to the 15-minute mark.
Mr. Gibson, there's just a nice ring to it.
Do you remember when you were checking in and that woman was, she was checking Jim in and you were there as well? And he was like, she was like, what group are you with? She goes, he goes, the Gibson group. And she goes, oh, Mike Gibson. And I go, Mr. Gibson. But I didn't intentionally do it to have her hear it. I just wasn't paying attention. And she goes, oh, so sorry, Mr. Gibson. And you didn't know what to do. You were excited. You were also embarrassed and you were a little bit uncomfortable. And it was a great cocktail.
I finally really embraced it. So
Yeah, you're Mr. Gibson.
I'm excited for next year. And I think the biggest point, though, is really just having a group together, but not, as you said, Maddie, like no one's farting on each other, right?
Yeah.
Like it's
unintentionally, space,
but we're around each other all the time. We're having a nice meal.
It was a good home base.
Great trip.
Any parting shots, Maddie, AB, on the trip or on NFL free agency?
I covered mine. I'm glad that the Pats stole your cousin and are sending him up north to us. So I'm looking forward to seeing Gibson. Mr. Gibson Jr.
Are you at all worried that he may be a sleeper agent that Gibby has sent that is here to ruin our team further? Or are we just going to look the other way?
No. He can't. Okay. He doesn't have the kind of pull with his cousin that he thinks he does.
That's true. Yeah. I'm pretty excited. The Pats have done everything that I've wanted them to do. Brissett was somebody I wanted them as a bridge quarterback. They're going to take one at three. It's not a very well-kept secret. Re-signed the best of their free agents. They're trying to bully Calvin Ridley into taking their money so he can go gamble with it. So all in all, I don't really have a problem with how they've started. I think they've kind of like taken care of what they had to take care of, so they will be watchable next year.
Let me hit you with this before we go, and it's a shout out to our lawyer, Rick. I saw a post that said the Bears are unequivocally back. True or false?
False. The Bears will never be back because they're the Bears and they just don't know what they're doing. They can't figure it out. They haven't figured it out in many decades. So until they show me otherwise, I mean, proof is in the pudding. This Fields thing is a disaster, an absolute disaster.
The Fields thing is a disaster. He's a
disaster.
No one in the league is interested.
No, they overplayed their hand. And if they're going to bring him into camp with Caleb, I cannot wait to laugh.
It's not going to be good.
He's going to Baltimore, Philly. He'd go to Baltimore or Indy.
Yep. For a sixth rounder.
Gross.
But the sad thing is Rick might be supporting a better team than either one of us.
I'm not ready to live in that world yet.
I know, but it might happen.
I know. All right, well, he deserves it. We'll give it to him.
Yep. Well done. Thank you.
We're back.
Hey, thank you, Hammock Beach. Thank you, Acorn Hills. Maddie, you're looking sharp there.
Yeah, yeah. Love this thing. Street Super
Brewery.
Comfortable.
Who else?
DoorDash? Not Lou. Just don't say Lou. Just don't say Lou.
Danny. Thanks,
Danny. Danny did more than Lou. Danny did more than Lou.
Danny was great. Danny, this could be a singing endorsement for Danny. He was great.
Yep. I'll stamp him. Yeah. No, good. It's good to be back.